Blackstone presents We by Charles Lindbergh. This book is read by Tim Getman. Dedicated to my mother and to the man whose confidence and foresight made possible the flight of the Spirit of St. Louis, Mr. Harry H. Knight, Major William B. Robertson, Major Albert Bond Lambert, Mr. J.D. Worcester Lambert, Mr. Harold M. Bixby, Mr. Earl C. Thompson, Mr. Harry F. Knight, Mr. E. Lansing Ray. Foreword. When Joan of Arc crowned her king at Rheims, she became immortal. When Lafayette risked his all to help the struggling Americans, he wrote his memory forever across a mighty continent. The shepherd boy David, in 5 minutes, achieved with his sling a place in history for all time. These three shining names represent the triumph of youth and idealism, and we would not speak of them with such reverence today had their motives been less pure, or had they ever for an instant thought of themselves or their place in history. So it was with Lindbergh, and all the praise awarded him, judged by the rigid standards of history and precedent, he is merited. He was the instrument of a great ideal, and one need not be fanatically religious to see in his success the guiding hand of Providence. For he was needed, and he came at a moment which seemed exactly preordained. He was needed by France, and needed by America, and had his arrival been merely the triumph of a great adventure, the influence of his act would have gone no further than have other great sporting and commercial achievements. There have been moments here in France when all that my eye could reach or my intelligence fathom appeared dark and foreboding, and yet, in spite of all, my soul would be warmed as by some invisible sunshine. At such times, when all human efforts had apparently failed, suddenly the affairs of nations seemed to be taken from out of the hands of men and directed by an unseen power on high. Just before the Battle of the Marne, I was standing on the river embankment. A great harvest moon was rising over the city, near Notre Dame. It seemed to rest on the corner of a building. The French flag was blowing steadily across its face. In the fleeting moments while this spectacle lasted, people knelt on the quay in prayer. I inquired the meaning of these prayers. The answer was that there is a prophecy centuries old that the fate of France will finally be settled upon the fields where Attila's hordes were halted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?